Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much and welcome. It is indeed the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money info every day, right here, right now, and right on your radio and television nationwide and coast to coast. If you have a pressing money type question, best way to get a hold of me right now is email raylucia.com. Just go raylucia.com, then click on the Ask Ray button. And I'll get right to you. In fact, if you email me during the course of this show, I will do it first. Coming up on the show today, some very, very interesting topics. Some we've talked about before. In fact, most of them we talk about all the time. But I've got some interesting twists on managing sequence of returns. Very, very important in your overall financial plan. And speaking of financial plan and financial planning, the difference between investment management and financial advice. So many financial planners and stockbrokers and so forth fashion themselves as both a planner and a money manager. And in all of the years that I've been doing this, I have yet to find anyone that's good at both of them. I mean, they are literally two full-time jobs. And when I was in the money management business myself, what I found was I needed to hire people to do one or the other. I tended to want to stay in the planning side because that was my real expertise, as opposed to some of these quant guys that grow up with propellers on their heads that do all this research trying to find pricing anomaly and all that stuff in different stocks. And playing hunches, yeah, because they can't, you know, use inside information. That's illegal. So we talk today about the differences between the two. But we start with yield versus return. If there's one thing that I've seen over and over and over again, it's individuals, not just novice investors, but certainly even in the financial professions. Individuals chasing yield chasers, as if a dividend stock that pays a 4% dividend is a better investment than a stock that only pays a 1.7% dividend return. Not true. So a tutorial on yield versus return. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Lucia Program. 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. We'll get to the emails in a little bit. Just make sure you click on the Ask Ray button. Yield does not equal return. It sounds simple, and it truly is, but so many people misconstrue yield versus total return. The yield of an investment is only one component of the return, the other being the capital appreciation or capital gain, if you will. Bear in mind that either or both of these parts of return can be either positive or negative. You could have a negative capital gain, which would be a capital loss. And you have to factor in both in order to come up with your return. So let me give you a couple of examples, make it simple for you. A CD, you go to the bank, you buy a certificate of deposit, it's got a yield of 1.5%. So your yield is 1.5%. Is there capital appreciation on a CD? No. So your total return is 1.5%. If you bought a MYGA, a guaranteed annuity, a multi-year guaranteed annuity, so you buy one of these annuities, it's a five-year duration, you put the money in, you get 2.8% for the next 5 years. I'm making that number up. You're getting 2.8%. There's no plus or minus. Now, if you surrender it early and there's some kind of a charge, maybe it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1% over the 5 years, then your rate of return would go down because you'd have to pay some kind of a early out penalty. But if you hold until maturity, you get all your money back plus that 2.8% return. So your yield and your return are exactly the same. Now, a bond, what's interesting about a bond is it can be just like a CD if you hold until it matures. But a bond or a bond fund in a fluctuating interest rate world might have a higher than or lower than actual total return. It also depends on whether you're buying the bond at a premium or a discount. And I don't want to get into the complexities, but let me see if I can keep it simple. Let's say you buy a treasury bond with a yield of 3% and a duration of 5 years. If interest rates go up 1%, the value of your bond falls 5%. Remember, we talked about duration before. It's a complicated formula, but the easy cheat sheet is you look at the duration of a bond, and whatever that is, if it's 5 years, that's how much you will gain or lose in the ballpark. It's not 100% accurate, but it's close enough if interest rates move 1%. So if interest rates move 1% higher, your principal is worth 5% less. So in the case of a treasury bond that pays a yield of 3%, if interest rates go up 1%, you just lost 5% of your principal. So over the course of that 12-month year, you actually have a total return of minus 2%. Plus 3, minus 5 gives you minus 2, and it's because interest rates went up. Now, let's assume that you bought that same bond with a 3% yield and interest rates go down 1%, which I know seems unlikely today, but we won't always be in an interest rate environment like today. And this also explains how bonds outperform stocks for the 30 years ending like August of 2011. Because we were in a declining interest rate environment for that like 30-year period. And bonds perform well. You have a 3% treasury bond that you bought with a five-year duration, and interest rates go down 1%, you gain that 5% in capital appreciation. So you add your yield of 3% to the capital gain of 5%. If you sell, you made 8% that year. So yield versus total return. Let's look at real estate for just a minute. Let's say you paid $100,000 for a property and your gross rents are $12,000 a year and your expenses are $5,000 a year. So your yield is $7,000. So if the value of the property at the beginning of the year was $100,000, and at the end of the year it was worth $102,000 because inflation drove the property values up 2%, then your total return is 9% that year. But here's the deal with real estate. Your expenses aren't always going to be the same. So, you know, if the expenses go up in any given year, your return's going to go down. This is one of the reasons why when we talk about real estate, we always say keep a reserve to cover those expenses that are maybe one-time expenditure so it doesn't mess with your total return. A stock, let's say you owned Apple in 2014. It paid out dividends worth 1.67% of the share price. So its yield, 1.67%. But in 2014, Apple was up 40.03%. So that year, you got a total return of 41.7%. Now, in 2015, not nearly as exciting, the yield was actually 1.93% because the dividend went up. But the capital appreciation was minus 2.8%. Apple actually lost that year, if you recall. So that year you earned minus 0.87%. So when you're reaching for yield, understand that is not the total return. It can be a very, very dangerous thing to do. In particular, if you're going for leveraged funds, like closed-end funds that use leverage, because that would exacerbate the decline just to get that extra yield. So be very, very careful. Don't evaluate an investment based on its yield alone. Look at its historical track record, and then you can better make a decision on whether or not the yield is worth the total return that you would expect in that investment. Okay, when we come back, it's managing sequence. What is that? I'll tell you all about it on the rebound. Stick around.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle, it's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
Before we get to the sequence segment of this program, I want to finish up on this yield chasing business, because a lot of people are duped when they look at different funds. And so I'll give you an example off the top of my head. Let's say that you see these two different bond funds, and they're both rated A, right? They're both A-rated funds. So they're basically in the same credit quality. And one is paying 5%, and the other one's paying like 7.4%. Which one do you like better? Hey, fellas, let me ask you. You got two bond funds. They're both rated A. One's paying 5%. The other one's paying 7.4%. Which one do you like better?
Neither one.
Neither one.
Either one.
Oh, either one. Well, don't you think that 7.4 is a tiny bit better than 5?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Thank you for that. Oh, good. In either event, let's see. How can two bond funds do that? Well, if bond fund A is paying 5%, it's yielding 5%. If bond fund B is yielding 7.4%, there's got to be a difference somewhere. Bond fund B is more than likely using leverage. So let's say you had $100,000, and in bond fund B, they basically collateralized that 100 grand and borrowed 80,000 bucks against it. And they invested that 80,000 bucks at 5%. But their borrowing cost was only 2%. Ah, now they're making an extra $2,400 per year. 3% on the $80,000 that they borrowed. You add that $2,400 to the 5% they're already making, and they're making $7,400, which is 7.4% on the 100 grand. Which one's better? Well, as long as they don't lose money, as long as interest rates don't go up, obviously the one with leverage is better. It's like real estate. If you buy a piece of real estate for all cash, you're making X amount of dollars. If you put an 80% loan on it, then you're making an accelerated return because of the leverage, as long as your borrowing rate is less than the income or the cap rate on the real estate. It's the same thing in the bond market, only it's significantly more risky because of the volatility. Now let's play out the scenario. Interest rates go up, 200 basis points or whatever, and the bond fund loses 10%. So bond fund A is worth 90,000 bucks. 10% of 100,000 is 10 grand. Bond fund B loses 18,000 bucks because they have the $80,000 loan and the 100,000 of principal. So in one example, you've got 82,000 versus 90,000. So leverage can make you, or leverage can break you. Those that use leverage are enhancing the potential return, but also dramatically increasing the risk. I love the proper use of leverage. In real estate, it makes a lot of sense. It can make some sense in bonds and so forth. But in an environment where interest rates are still near historic lows, it probably isn't what you want to be shopping for. Okay, let's move on. I wanted to make sure I covered that because so many people just jump on the highest yielding investments. Incidentally, it's not just bonds, it's stocks too. And you have a stock fund that's, you know, one of these high dividend yielding portfolios. Doesn't necessarily mean it's better than a lower yielding. You got to take a look at the total return, both capital appreciation and dividends. Okay. Besides the usual caveats here, taxes and fees and so forth, I want to stick with the whole concept of the sequence of return risk. Let's use a hypothetical investor. Let's say that, let me just read from Ben Carlson, because he really did a good job in explaining this far better than I could. Here's what he says. In the 30 years ended 2016, the Standard & Poor's 500 returned just over 10% per year, compounding at that rate. 50 grand invested at the start of 1987 would have grown to $875,000 by the end of last year. That's pretty darn good. Now, assuming this hypothetical investor saved $5,000 a year from 1987 to 2016, and assuming a consistent 10% return each year, that would give us an ending balance in 2016 of $830,000. So that's pretty interesting in and of itself, because if you put 50 grand in a lump sum, over that 30-year period, it grows to 875,000. If you put 5 grand a year in, then you obviously are going to have $830,000. Now, using the actual returns, assume the same $5,000 is invested on an annual basis. That would yield an ending balance of $693,000. Wow, what happened? What happened? Remember, the average return was 10%. But when you use the actual year-by-year returns, you don't have $830,000. You have $693,000. Now, that's starting in 1987, when the returns were 5.81%, 88, 16.54, 89, 31.48, and so forth. And finishing 2016, 11.74, 15, 1.36, 2014, 13%, and 2013, we did 32, and 12, we did 16, and so forth. So he goes on to say, if you reversed the order, if you took what they earned in 2016 and applied it to 1987 and vice versa, 2017 to 88, putting that same $5,000 away, it wouldn't be worth $693,000, but rather $980,000. So the sequence of your returns matters a lot. The Standard & Poor's 500 returns showed strong performance in the first 10 years, returning more than 310% in total from 1987 to 1996. The last 10 years have been decent, but not nearly as strong, returning roughly 95% in total. So looking at the three scenarios here, that all have the same exact returns but lead to different end results. And that's why it is so critically important that you factor in the potential risk of a bad sequence. Especially, as I said earlier, if you end up with a 40% one-year return and you only got 10 grand in the bank, yeah, you made 4 grand. If you got 500 grand in the bank, it makes a huge difference, humongous difference. So keep that in mind. And when we come back, I'll finish up on sequence and we'll get into the difference between investment management and financial advice. Are they the same? And can an individual do both? We'll ponder that after the break. Also, emails coming up as well. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll be back.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons.
was before, seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Ray Lucia Show. You know, we were talking about sequence risk, and I want to finish my last thought on this. Remember, we went through a couple of examples. Going back to 1987, we looked at the rates of return for the Standard & Poor's 500 for that 30-year period, and it averaged about 10%. And if an individual were to put $5,000 per year away at that 10% average rate of return, they would have had something around $830,000 stashed away 30 years later. But if you use the actual year-by-year returns, the ending balance was significantly lower, $693,000. So the sequence of returns really matters. Here's what happened. The Standard & Poor's 500 showed strong performance in the first 10 years, as I said before, returning more than 310% in total from 1987 to 1996. The last 10 years were decent, but not nearly as strong, returning roughly 95% in total. So what happened was the rate of return, that 310%, happened while the account balances were low. So it doesn't matter as much as what the account balances are later on when the market returns, in this case, were significantly lower. So if you had a big bunch of money and you experienced the big run-up of that 310%, yeah, you were pretty wealthy and you could afford to have some of these market shocks. And so this is why in planning, and I'm going to get to planning here in a second, we discuss sequence risk all the time, because just like that example of the sequence risk affecting one's ability to accumulate, it's even worse when you get to the decumulation phase as you're withdrawing money. Because as you can imagine, $1 million portfolio where you're spending $50,000, well, you expect the market to go up 10%. Well, if I have $1 million portfolio and I take $50,000 out, I've got $950,000 left. I earn 10% on it. You know, I've got $1 million and like $45,000 or whatever the number is the next year. But what if it doesn't work that way? What if, like in 2008, you drop 50%? Your $1 million turns into $500,000, you take $50,000 out to spend, you now have $450,000. If it grows at 10% the next year, you still aren't even to $500,000 yet. So the sequence matters, and it matters a lot during the decumulation phase. That's the sequence of return risk. And moving on to the next topic, which is planning versus investment management. Why is this important? I think it's important because the general population seems to believe that a financial planner and investment manager are basically synonymous with one another. And it couldn't be further from the truth. As I said, I've done a lot in money management over the years, and I hired people around me that were the propeller head types that do the investment management. And I found that to be most effective because my skills and my training were always on the planning side and using third-party money managers to run the money until we brought it all in-house. And that was the best of all worlds from my perspective, because then my clients at that point could actually talk to a money manager. Right? Try calling, you know, some big mutual fund manager that runs $1 billion. You ain't getting that guy. That's for sure. You're going to get, you know, somebody that makes $40,000 on the other side of the phone answering the questions based on the script that they're following. In either event, that's not my point. My point is there's a huge difference between being an investment manager and being a financial planner. And I haven't met anyone that can do both effectively. I'm sure there must be some out there, but I certainly wasn't one of them, and I haven't met anybody that can do both. I've met financial planners that are super knowledgeable. And I hear these guys on the radio all the time that seem super knowledgeable. But if you have time to do radio talk shows and TV programs and seminars and workshops, and then you're doing financial planning for clients, I mean, the average client financial plan takes 20, 30 hours. If you think about it, where are you going to have time to, how are you going to have time to do investment management? Unless you're just doling it out to a third-party money manager. And that's fine. Just don't call yourself an investment manager or give the impression that you're the one picking the stocks. But there are some things that you can do to manage the sequence risk with good financial planning. A good financial planner will tell you that you need to have spending flexibility in retirement. If you're going to go the probability-based direction, where your portfolio is probability-based, namely, it's invested in stocks and bonds and so forth, and you're not going to go the safety-first approach, which I happen to personally recommend, where you take care of your essential expenses with guarantees and safe money. If you're going to use the probability-first approach, then you need a dynamic spending plan. What does that mean? Well, a good financial planner will tell you you need to have some flexibility in how much money you will spend and from which accounts. You also have to be a lot more conservative, setting realistic return expectations, because if you blow it in the expectation department, you could be eating dog food someday. And this is really the key. Don't ever put yourself in a position where you have to be a forced seller. And this is where a good financial advisor can really help you. They can segment your portfolio so that you don't ever sell out of a volatile asset class. I have been criticized, falsely, by the way, for having said, you know, you sell stock, never sell stock to create an income stream. And then they might read something that I wrote, you know, 15 years ago, and I say that, and then they look at, you know, something that I draw on a sheet somewhere, and they say, well, you're selling stock to create income. No, I'm not. At least not for 25 years. 25 years. Remember those 15-year cycles that we've discussed many times on this program? Be flexible in your spending, be conservative, and don't be a forced seller. This is where real estate is a critically important asset in an allocation because it doesn't have the same volatility. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit next segment, how in reality, real estate has produced very, very high returns relative to stocks worldwide, but it gets there differently. Stocks are extremely volatile, real estate is not. So if I've got a running head start with safe money that'll last me 10, 15 years, and I have real estate and stocks left in the portfolio, I can always liquidate real estate before I liquidate stocks. This is what real financial planning is all about. And those that are critical turned off their ears a little too soon because it isn't about selling stock to create income. It may be about selling real estate to create income. But we've had volatility in real estate too, and it requires time. I think 15 years is plenty, don't you? So that's how you manage volatility. Now, on this subject of investment management versus financial advice, it's also really important that you understand what your expectation is of your financial professional. If that person, as I said, is sitting down with you doing a complete financial plan or doing some kind of a strategy session with you, looking at taxes and so forth, it's doubtful that they can do tax management, asset allocation, asset location, manage sequence of returns risk, do risk management with insurances, longevity planning, looking at various investment options like annuities and small cap and large cap, international and so forth, and run into the back room, put the green eye shades on, pick a whole bunch of stocks for you and put them in your portfolio. As I mentioned, there may be some phenom out there that can do it. I just haven't met that person. And if I did meet them, I'd hire them before you do. So understand there are financial planners that do planning, and there are investment managers that pick stocks. And if you're smart, never the twain shall meet. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Venture highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We are here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, there's been this debate over the years between stockbrokers and financial planners and real estate people as to which is the better investment. And I've even said for years in this program that stocks produce the best returns over time. I'm not so sure of that now, having read Dr. Steve Juggerud, who just wrote about this last week. Here's what he had to say. The conventional wisdom says stocks have historically made for the best long-term investments. But a new academic paper written by a number of economics professors titled The Rate of Return on Everything from 1870 to 2015 reached a surprising conclusion. Residential real estate, not equity, has been the best long-run investment over the course of modern history. Holy mackerel, I'd never seen that before. The academics studied data from 16 advanced economies, not just the U.S., going back to 1870, building new data sets as necessary. Here's what they found. In terms of total returns, residential real estate and equities have shown very similar and high real total gains on average of about 7.5%. That's a real return in excess of inflation. By the way, this is unmortgaged real estate. When you add a mortgage with positive leverage, the numbers go up. What does that mean? You're borrowing money at a lower interest rate than the cap rate is on the real estate that you're buying. Housing outperformed equity before World War II. Since World War II, equities have slightly outperformed housing on average, but only at the cost of much higher volatility and cyclicality. Exactly. It's exactly what we were talking about before. So if you really want the best return for the amount of risk and volatility, you own both, which is what we have stood for and talked about for decades on this program. It's not either or, it's both. Whether you choose residential real estate, as they're alluding to here in this study, or you choose apartments or commercial properties or whatever, a real estate professional can help you with that. But I even need to correct myself now, because I have said for years, stocks beat real estate, but with leverage, real estate always wins as long as the real estate market keeps going up. But now what I'm learning is if you look at the worldwide real estate marketplace, prior to WW1, real estate outpaced stocks. Since that time, it's been about a tie. All right, let's get to our business spotlight. We have Neil Sutton joining us once again. Neil is in the mortgage business. Hello, Neil. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Ray. How are you today? It's good to talk to you.
I'm doing fantastic. I'm sure you heard that segment, but with respect to real estate being a very, very favorable investment. One of the problems, though, as I see it, and maybe you can help, deals with these millennials many of whom want to buy a house but are finding a difficult time not only finding a house because of inventory shortages, but also getting the loan. How are you helping people in that regard?
Ray, there's a lot of things you can do with that regard. One of the things that you have to do is look at each individual and analyze their situation and see what they bring to the table. Everybody has different issues. The one you're referring to, of course, is going to be the debt ratio to the income that the individual has. Right now, we have a lot of new programs that have come on board that allow us to reach out and help this in the millennials with one, a better no down payment program, and two, with the ability to have their debt ratios increased. Fannie Mae has just changed their underwriting guidelines to allow more flexibility in the debt to income situation. So as experienced professionals, we're all licensed and we've been in the business here for about 20 years. We're able here at Scottsdale Pinnacle Capital Mortgage to look at people on an individual basis and make judgments. Even if we can't help somebody, then we can set them up for the future and plan how they have to arrange their life. But we have a lot more flexibility in that area. And this is so great because what we're finding is that probably 70% of the millennials within the next 5 years are going to be looking at buying homes. They're in apartments now, and you know the situation when you start families, when you're tired of apartment living, it'll be time to buy homes.
Yeah, they might be tired of living with mom and dad, too. I can imagine that one. But I wanted to ask you a couple of things. Credit is still important, but I keep seeing these ads on television that if you have a 585 credit score, we can still get you a mortgage and, you know, no questions asked. Is that just BS or is that for real?
If you work directly with Fannie Mae and FHA, you can get credit scores with FHA down to 580, but you have to have a big company like we work with Finance of America. We're an independent operation with them, so that you have that direct connection with both Fannie Mae and with FHA. There are 580 loans out there, but you better be very, very sterling clean on the amount of money you have and things like that, because that's the low end of the scale at 580.
Yeah, I know that. What about what about individuals that have some legal issues? I was just reading about that the other day, about, you know, if they're either going through divorce or they have other legal issues, maybe they were a deadbeat dad or something. Does that impact? I imagine it does impact their ability to get a loan.
It will impact the ability to get a loan. For instance, each one of those situations will be different. A deadbeat dad is going to have a lien for those monies he owes. If they have liens, if they have judgments against them, obviously you've got to solve those problems. Other issues you have to look at on an individual basis and really, really read carefully through the legal paperwork involved. Unfortunately, we're very, very, very attentive to this in our programs because we have to know everything legally and financially there, but once we know that, we can mitigate a lot of those risks once we understand them.
All right. Thank you very much. N. Sutton at PCMLoan.com. N. Sutton at PCMLoan.com. Neil, thank you very much for that information. We do appreciate it. You have a great day now. Okay, it's time for us to get the email. I got to find my emails. Oh, we're out of time?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Bye-bye.
No, say goodbye.
I got 20 seconds to say goodbye? My clock must be messed up. Thank you, Neil Sutton, and thank all of you for tuning in to the Ray Lucia Show. I'll get my act together by tomorrow. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to
Biz Talk Radio.
A promise was made, a promise that hit the beaches of Normandy, a vow that captured Iwo Jima, A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.